The EPA says it's going to get tough about water quality. Hello, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Healthcare reform isn't the only big issue facing Congress. Climate legislation is also a hot topic, and a new plan from the Environmental Protection Agency aims to get tough about water pollution in one part of the country, and that change is likely to affect farmers all across the country. AFBF's Tracy Grandin reports.
The Environmental Protection Agency says cleanup efforts for the Chesapeake Bay aren't cutting it and announced that it plans to crack down on the pollution problem. American Farm Bureau water quality specialist Don Parrish says the move will have implications for the entire country.
This EPA says we're going to do more. And not only are we going to do more, we're going to make it enforceable and we're going to make people accountable for it in ways that we've never done before.
The EPA says this new strategy will address issues such as water quality, public access, landscape conservation, and scientific monitoring. The agency claims the power to do all this has been on the books for years. Parrish describes what that could mean for area agriculture.
The types of requirements that farms are going to be asked to implement are going to be costly. You're talking about broader, wider, more extensive buffer strips that will push out agricultural production into things that aren't productive. We're talking about conservation practices that don't lead to win-win solutions.
The Chesapeake Bay is the nation's largest estuary. Parrish says farmers have done a lot over the years to minimize their impact on the area.
We use less fertilizer. We use less pesticide. We use less land than we've used in the past. We are probably one of the few industries that has reduced our environmental footprint over time. I think EPA will give us a little bit of credit for that. But the point is, they still look at the water quality in the bay and they say it's not enough. We want more. And that more is going to require things that are going to cost agriculture through the nose.
Tracy Grandin, Washington.
Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.